Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Are we recording?
I don't know.
Did you just say I just had a meat
I had a meat stick,
stick,
so I'm burping that up.
Mm. Oh. Do you get chomps?
No, I get Slim Jims. I like Slim Jim.
Oh, wow, you're really going old school. Okay.
Yeah.
Snap into
chomps
a Slim
are pretty
Jim.
Good. Oh, you get those at Whole
Foods. Chomps are really good, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have none of like the caca in it.
Right.
I like a little caca.
Because, you know, I don't put any caca in my body.
I actually... I
draw the line at my meat sticks.
I get kind of bummed out about meat sticks sometimes. Like, I was eating, like, ones that are supposedly healthy, like the no sugar added and all that bullshit.
That's the chomps. That's what she's talking
chomps.
About.
Yeah. They're really good, though.
And I think I did get them there. I don't know if they... But they're not as... You know what they're not as good at? A Slim Jim. Slim Jim is just better. There's something about...
Yeah, because it's got all the crap.
The bad shit that's in Slim Jims.
The worse it is...
The better it is.
The tastier it is. Yeah.
I don't... It doesn't bother me. I just...
I mean, I don't...
It does repeat on me. So I guess in a way it does bother me.
Yeah, it's trying to climb back out of your system. Great. Yeah.
Well, you know, Sarah, not all of us are guaranteed an incredibly long life despite how we treat our carcass. You, on the other hand, are going to get away with murder the whole time.
I feel like I already have. So it could happen to me anytime, Vinny. You know, I really... That's why I like to be square. I want you all to know that I love all of you. Like, I am thrilled by the fact that... V. Hale, who I've only really met in person a couple times, I fucking love you. I just want you to know
that.
I love
you. Like,
wait,
why
are we getting
dark?
Because if I die today, I want you to know how I feel. Vinny, I've spent half my life with you. I love you. Alex, you're an incredible new addition to my life. I love you. Bryn, I don't even know where you went.
Oh, I love you guys.
But I love you.
I love you too, Sarah.
Okay, there you go.
He's hiding in some weeds.
He was going to, yeah, he's hiding in the weeds, and we'll dig him out later.
That's the best answer. I mean, that's so...
That was so weird.
Ridiculous.
The smell
perfect.
Of wet pavement and dirty weeds.
Well, that's the truth. That's
there was a corner right outside my house where all the homeless people peed. And
oh, I love that smell.
That
yeah.
scent.
Reminds me of home. Takes me right back.
It was in a field, guys.
A field?
No, I got,
you
yeah,
said
yeah.
it was like an empty lot. There's no fields in San Francisco.
No, it was on a mountain. I was like in the mountains.
Oh,
in
you
San
like
Francisco,
climbed up on a hill
off of
somewhere.
Visit Valley. I went to Visitation Valley Middle School, and there's a bunch of parks out there.
Oh.
McLaren Park, and that's where people like
and they didn't
hide
cut
bodies
the grass
and stuff. Sometimes.
Oh, bodies.
Yeah, but the,
going
there's
on a field trip.
A really high hill where there's like you know you can go hiking or you know. Whatever.
We don't. That's why we're asking.
Yeah,
you,
so around
know.
That area, if anybody knows San Francisco, it's McLaren Park. There are a bunch of hills. And you just...
Right.
I just
you can
just,
wander through them and hide in the weeds.
Yeah, I used to hide in the weeds because I didn't want to go home, you know, because I hated my house. Hated life.
Why?
When I was a kid.
Because of your brother?
Oh. Yeah, because of my brother.
Brother was so mean
that
to him growing
sucks.
Up.
I hated home. That's partly the reason why I had a kid earlier, I think, because I just... I was never home. I didn't have a...
You know what? You know what? I'm going to go knock up my girlfriend.
No, I wasn't.
Really
it
you
wasn't
didn't do it
a direct.
Purpose,
it wasn't a direct
I know
thing,
the
but
story.
It was
we've
more about,
about it.
He
yeah.
would hide at McLaren Park and fuck his girlfriend.
But, no, that was when I was like in elementary, middle school.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah, that would be.
Oh, that's weird.
Very
that's
mature.
South San Francisco, Bryn.
Viz Valley? It's closer to Daly City, but it's in San Francisco. It's on a border.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it on a map, and it's like, it's kind of near Candlestick Point.
Yeah, close-ish. It's closer to Cow Palace off of Geneva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh, okay. Now I get where I don't know that area.
Bunch of hills out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one ridge that divides San Francisco from South San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It says South San Francisco on the south side of it.
That, right.
The industrial city.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
South side.
Okay.
South
side. Now we know.
Right. I used to sit in those weeds for hours.
Eating some weeds.
Sitting in weeds, yeah. Uh-huh. Wasn't even smoking weed. It was just...
My brother would be like, what are you doing with your friends in there? You fucking gay? You know, I was like, what are you... I'm just hanging out with my buddies. And he was like, what are you guys doing in the weeds? And I was always just...
Why did you tell him you were in there?
You fucking asshole.
You jerk.
Yeah.
You mean older brother. Oh, man, we had a nerve with this fucking weed thing.
Yeah, I can't believe that you guys are even able to be friends now. I really can't.
Me and him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're older now. What are you going to do?
I think that happens when you're older. I think I know a good family friends that never got along growing up. The two sisters. So you can imagine once the hormones start and all of that, right? And now they like hang out all the time. They both have kids. Like,
yeah,
go out together. I see them on Instagram all the time. So it's funny. Yeah,
it's what you want for your family when
when
you give a kid siblings.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, but
I think you're either really close
rotten,
or hate each other.
Like, it sounds like that guy went out of his way to be rotten.
Yeah,
every single day. If Bryn was hiding from his own home, that's something entirely different.
That's wrong.
That's beyond
it's abusive.
Abuse.
It was beyond abuse. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's beyond. Yeah. Like, get a life, dong. What are you doing?
That's funny though. That's projecting his own bullshit onto you. Is exactly what that is. Like, he had his own shit going on.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And was probably miserable from something, and he took it out on you. That's typically, no one just does that naturally.
That's true.
That sounds about right, yeah.
That's my diagnosis, Dr. Hale.
Free therapy.
Thanks, guys.
I can't believe we're such a good therapist.
Let me know if you have some prescribed medication, too.
So I've got to tell you guys a story really quick, and then we can get into unless V. Hale got laid and needs to tell us about that.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Too loud.
So yesterday... We got this project going on at my house. It's like it's a whole thing. Just you know, suffice
to
say,
this is the love making in the field out behind your house. Also, there's a backyard.
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh.
That's not where it happened. So we're at the house and we're talking about how because I'm moving my kid out of my house and he's going to live in the guest house.
Even though he already lives at some neighbor's house.
He lives at like a neighbor's house, but when he comes back, he uses that room, but I'm taking that room. I took my younger son's room and I sleep in that room now. So I have my bed right. And actually I have my whole workshop stuffed into that room so that he can't use it just because there's no place else to put it. And I'm going to clear out my older kid's room and move his shit out into the guest house, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? So we're in my room and I'm like, you know, I love this room. It's this tiny little room. And I love it, but I have blackout cloth that I put in there, but still some light leaks in and it's hard this time of year. And I was like, you know, is there something that we could do where you could, as we took the window kind of apart and took out the screen he's like, well, I could build you an inset for in here. And then he went even further and you could be able to open either side of it. And then you'd be able to leave the screen you could let some air in, some light without having, because now if I want to open up the window, I have to take down this Velcroed on thing that, I mean, it takes forever to put it back up. So my room just stays in total darkness at all times, which I don't like.
So is he talking
about
essentially like shutters, right?
Like shutters, except that shutters let light in. This is completely blacked out. So these openings that I would be able to open like little doors would have... like a frame on the outside so that they close into blackness and, you know, weather stripping. And just, right. It would be a blacked seal. Out thing, a seal. Exactly.
Okay.
So we're yapping, going on and on about that. And he sort of comes up with this great idea. And I'm like, oh,
and
my God, this is so great. I'm like, God, yes, please. And he likes to MacGyver. He always says that he's a MacGyver. And he is. I'll be like, oh, I have this thing that I need you to. And he goes, all right. And he goes out there and he solders something together and puts it in and installs it. I'm like, holy shit. Like, you just invented something. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm all excited. So then we're standing. Now we've left the room and we were in the kitchen. I'm like, oh, man, thank you so much. That'll be great, you know. And he's like, yeah, we'll take it apart this weekend. And then he looks at me and we call it the Rick Rose move. This is what good Rick does. Rick Rose doesn't hug girls. He hip hugs, like he comes in. He comes in. You know this guy.
Thrust.
You know this guy.
The guy
who leads with the cock.
Ew.
Right? So John, and he's being funny, but you know, it's kind of like, hey, I came up with this thing for you. Let me get a hug. So he comes in, you know, cock first, and puts his eye. And so I'm, you know, I'm trying to do him a solid because he's going to do this thing for me. So I give him a little grind, and then. All of a sudden, it was on. Like, we tore each other's clothes off and did it.
What do you mean, like, it was
kitchen?
On?
In the kitchen?
No, we wound up in the bedroom, but we started in the kitchen.
Like, what? Just start making out, or like,
yeah,
what
we
it?
Started making. I mean, it was, and at first, it was, like, kind of a joke. Like, I was not going to do that.
Oh, you know,
please, you know?
Not going to do that.
Please, it's a random Tuesday. That was not going to. You
know, let me check our schedule.
It's not your birthday
at 1:30. There is no special. But then I'm thinking to myself, you know what? All the things this guy does for me, and I can tell he wants to, but he's not going to push it. He, you know, he knows it's not Friday, so we start. We're kind of like, you know, making out and stuff, and I'm like, let's go, let's do it. He's like, oh, we'll go, okay. And normally, like, we almost always, we shower. This happens on Friday. We're all ready for it. You know, so there was no carpet munching. I did not want to blow him, but I did a little bit. And because we hadn't just showered and stuff. But we fucked, like, it was great. And it was super funny. And it was, it was over in 2 seconds. Man, it was fast. It was great. So it had everything I wanted, you know, over fast, not a bunch of stuff to do. And we could hop in the shower. And then after he goes, oh, well, I guess you're off the hook for Friday. I'm like, fucking bonus.
Oh,
I wasn't
he
even
said
looking
that.
For that.
Oh, why
would he even
that?
Say
he's
that?
He's stupid. I don't know.
He's stupid.
I just don't know. I don't
That's
know
not what you
is.
Say to you about your husband.
Oh, man, he would say
explain
that.
It another way. I mean, like, you're an idiot, buddy.
Yeah, I'd have been like, well, I can't believe you're such a great wife. 2 in 1 week?
Yes. You know what? I'll offer it up. Listen, John slowed down a lot. There was a time when he couldn't, if he saw side boob, he'd be raging boner. Mm-hmm. Like, thankfully, that has slowed way down. So it's possible he won't even think about it on Friday. But if he does, I'll honor our contract. Mm. But he might not be thinking about
it. At what age do you slow down? Because I've heard older women discussing that before. Like, at what age?
I thought there was a marked slowdown about 2 years ago when he was 55. It was really, I did think.
That's when he slowed down or you slowed down?
Oh, I slowed down. I don't know, 1996, maybe?
Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I slowed down. But I would still put out because we didn't have kids yet, so I didn't really have an excuse. Once I had kids, it was like...
you slowed down before you even had kids?
A little. I mean, listen, the first few years that we were together, you know, you basically, you pretty much get to that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
At least.
First couple years.
Or more.
Probably not more, but... You know, first few months. And then so I was like, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, I've got nothing else going on. Sure, whatever. Still pretty horny for you. But, you know,
I've slowed down significantly since.
Well, you've had to.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, no,
you have
I think.
A newborn baby.
I think compared to when we were 17 as boys, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to, you know, go every freaking second. Even if I had just come, I'd want to do it again in a few hours, you know?
Right.
I think that now, even if I could, I'd do once a day at max. Like, I would do my girlfriend back then 5 times a day. If I had the chance and she would allow it, I would do it again. You know, especially in the beginning, honeymoon stage time.
Absolutely.
Well,
right.
And when sex is, like, new to you. Like, my first two dudes, like, I would keep even my shirt on. Like, it was missionary. It was like you weren't, like, oh, my God, don't look at my body. And then I found the one boyfriend, like, my senior year. And that's when I really discovered sex.
Yeah.
Like, right, really? Like, he's going down. I'm sucking some dick. We're doggy style.
Or,
you know what I mean? And it's like,
well, you're free with
it.
Yes. I feel that. I'm feeling you right now.
Yeah.
The person that you started, you really go crazy with. And you're like, this isn't just something to do. This is actually fun.
Yeah.
And hot.
New things.
Right.
See, I think I'm kind of like a dude when it comes to my sex drive.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, like I'm even, and I think you, more comfortable you get when you're older and you're in a long-term relationship, then you really start to explore and stuff. But I do stuff now, like if you would have told me in my 20s, I would be.
Munching ass?
Diving nose first into someone's butthole, I would gag. And be like, you're fucking disgusting. And now I'm like, get in that shower and lather it up, baby. Let's dive in and take a little.
I
want to
taste that penny.
Well, that, look, that all comes with age, I think. I remember when we first got to San Francisco, and it was when we were doing scrotum pole shows, and I'd written a song about boobs, and the song is about boobs. And there were guys who were like, you're such a rookie. Like, that's boobs are rookie stuff. That's for kids. That's kids nonsense.
Yeah, isn't that like first base?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I also love pussy too. I just don't have a song about pussy because I can't sing that on the radio, you jack off.
You can barely sing boobs.
No, we can't sing about the boobs is gone. It's been removed from our. But I'm just saying, like, there's
so
definitely.
Dumb.
As people come along, there's definitely a change in what you desire, and certainly the asshole was something that you don't even think of when you're 18.
I continue to
you
not think about that.
You probably didn't even know it was like a zone that you could go in and feel pleasure.
No, thanks.
I wouldn't.
You love it.
We were so focused on the Regina at that time, you know, early on. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Those well, hot, even hot boobs, Reginas.
Like, how many guys tried to watch, like... Remember when pay-per-view would come in and it would be like
yeah,
blurred
scramble.
Out?
Scramble.
Guys
yeah.
would Absolutely. Wait till the
Spice
scramble
Channel.
And they're like, I saw a boob. Yeah, Spice Channel. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Between, you know what? This is like a window into my teen, like early teen years is I'm downstairs. We have the one TV in the house. It's the scrambled, you know, Cinemax channel. And I'm barely catching boob and a little bit of, the volume's got to be almost off. But I'm also, while furiously jacking off, listening for the creak on the stairs, because if my mom comes down, I'm in plain view. So I'm like, oh God.
Wait, you were
nothing.
You were
okay, I can get back
on
to
the
it.
Family
oh
couch?
God.
It's the only place he had a TV.
Yeah, we were, I was, I don't know,
12.
This was the 1900s, early.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a long, long time ago.
There's no personal computers. There's no yeah. actual video recorder connected to
right.
that TV.
Our cabin, no
have...
running water. You know, yeah. We had a generator.
Mom
outside.
Was bathing in the backyard, and that was
in
my
the river.
Time to...
He was right. jacking yeah, off to a painting.
Washing her clothes in the river. Painting.
Oh, that's good. That's funny.
Oh yeah. my God.
Okay, hey, listen. You got to read that thing because you promised it to people. So if we have to go long, you got to fill. You got to pay that
well,
off.
What am I looking at for time here?
Alex, can you give me a time on the thing? Or are we looking at? We I think we have to stop. Plus, we have some business to get to as well.
No, we don't.
Apparently, we do. I just got an email.
I mean, we got some time.
All right, good.
God damn it. Wrong answer, Alex.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, you're not on the same page.
Hi, Dad, I'm going to just.
Okay,
I'm
here,
gonna
I can, I'm
going to
cut it out.
This. No, and then I'm plowing through. Here we go.
We do
here
have
we go.
One
here we go.
Not a
here we go.
Deal.
If
right.
everyone
right.
shuts the fuck
I'm
up,
kidding.
We can get
I
this done.
I want to stay here.
Me too.
Make sure to cut that out.
Hello, my Secret Show family. Don't cut any of that out, please. Don't say my name. Slurps all around. I have a question about how to navigate explaining sexuality to my fourth grader. I've had many conversations with her about puberty and periods, but not about sex. We're also very open about gays and transgenders and are happy to explain that love is love. I was watching Sex and the City the other day. My 10-year-old said, but Mom, what is sex? I quickly excused myself to the bathroom so I wouldn't have to answer in that moment. She has even asked my husband and I once, what is 69? Obviously, kids are starting to talk about these subjects in school, which is why she knows there's something about the number 69. She just doesn't know what. My husband and I ask her what she thinks it is and then try to change the subject because we're not about to say it's when a girl sticks a raging boner in her mouth while the guy feasts on a wild pussy. I adore the fact that she feels comfortable enough to ask us these questions, and I don't want to let her down and ignore her questions or lie, but I also want to have a gentle conversation with her that is age appropriate. Do you have any books you recommend we read to her? I found this one on Amazon called Sex is a Funny Word. It's highly rated and has gotten quite a few awards. Thanks so much for any advice you have, and have a great Friday, you motherfuckers. And that's from somebody who doesn't want her name said, but signed it anyway. Okay, so, yeah, there's probably a good book. I think that parents either don't answer these questions the way you're doing. They avoid them and don't answer them, or they give way too much fucking information, which is like my mom.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Said things that, like, you know, sometimes I'll be having sex or getting myself or, you know, whatever. And then my mom, like, pops into my, like, it's gross. Answer questions, only the question that was asked. And in simple, unfunny terms. Just be, you know, this is just what I think. And this is when my kids would ask me a question, I would not look at them and I would continue on, you know, whatever I was doing. Or they'd ask a lot of questions in the car because you're not facing them and it's like a little bit easier. Just answer the question that was asked. Don't go into fucking detail because then there's going to be a lot more questions. And just tell them that 69 is a number they'll get to know later, like when they're older. That one is, there's a hard one.
Fourth grade is
young.
I don't think anyone should have.
You should have it. You're nine. You know, the kid, you should. Why wouldn't you explain it? I mean, it is a human thing, a human sexuality, human function, a part of a normal human life. I think that people should know. You rub that little thing down there. Super fun. You should try that, but it's a private thing.
You think they should know that in fourth grade?
I think that they should know it. I mean, in fourth grade, I was using the spigot on myself and had no idea what was happening. You weren't? How old were you when you...
in fourth grade.
Well, 9, 10 years old? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I had
no hair.
I vividly remember where I was in fourth grade. I didn't know any.
Well, we also didn't have the internet, Vanessa. I mean, these kids know a lot of stuff.
I actually, I'm surprised by Vanessa, but, you know, she hasn't had to put her real thought to this because she doesn't have to worry about
kids,
a kid coming up to her and asking her this shit.
The nugget might someday.
Here's what I would say. First of all, Sarah was correct in that answer the question asked in plain, simple English. Don't ramble on. This is where you have to be self-critical and say to yourself, yes, I'm nervous. No, I don't want to talk about this with my child. But if you don't answer, guess who's going to? Some kid on the playground, and they're going to get a different version or a wrong version of what's going on in their pants or in between two people. Or so, in my opinion, this is just me, I would say simple sentences. In fact, you can even say to your child, you know what? I want to have this conversation with you. Give me 10 minutes.
Right.
Collect your shit. Gather yourself. Breathe. And go back in there with some kind of simple plan to explain what happens between partners.
Right.
I know we have to be more careful. It's not between a man and a woman. It can be.
You can explain it that way, though. You can start there. There's no.
But I'm trying to say, however it is, be simple, be direct. Don't be flowery.
Don't be giggly.
Don't laugh. But you want them to get the answer from you. And here's why. If you don't open that communication now while you can, that door is going to slam and there won't be.
Forever.
And that's not something that you want them getting all this super important information about their life from Jody down the street, who's 2 years older than her and has sex. She has sex. She knows it all. You're what?
She's 11. You know, I think that's such an important part of this, Vinny, is the whole, like, open that line of communication by being honest and answering the questions that they want to answer. When you try to hide that, then they, you know, they keep coming back for more. When you give them a real answer, a considered answer, they will come back with other problems. They will know that they can get a straight answer out of you and not be in trouble, or it's not weird for them to ask the question. I think it's so valuable.
And it's important, too, because they may already have heard from Jody down the street.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to see exactly what it is. Is my mom full of shit? Is Jody full of shit? What's going to happen when I ask someone who I'm supposed to be able to trust for real answers?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom says, I got to take the trash out. Like, What the fuck kind of answer is that?
you're not a source I can use.
You're going to avoid the subject and go take the... What?
Yeah.
So you really got to be careful. But I would go back to, remember, you can excuse... You don't have to do this on her terms, but I do believe you have to do it. So you have to... If you need a minute...
It's part of your job.
I need a minute.
Yep.
And then come back to that with some simple... easy plan.
Anybody got anything they want to add to that? Because I think we just fucking killed it.
Yeah, I think
she
so too.
For a book, I don't know a book.
Well, I'm looking at. She sent it. Sex is a Funny Word, a book about bodies, feelings, and you. Okay, it's 4.5 stars. Take a look at it first, maybe, and sit down and read it with them together. Yes, Vinny.
Vanessa, I have a question. This will be the last thing, and then we got to go. So you spend a lot of time with someone called Nugget.
Yeah.
Nugget seems to have a very good relationship with you. She's your best friend's daughter, right?
Yeah. So she's
so
like
what if Nugget comes to you and says, look, I'm not getting any answers from my mom. I need to talk to somebody. No. I'm trying to find out.
You wouldn't?
No.
Really?
I think it's very important. No. And her mom wouldn't do that. Her and her mom are very, 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 very close. And... she's always open and honest with her. She's never scared to ask her mom something. But something like that, that is not... I think a parent wants to describe it in a certain way that they want their kid to know using certain words or descriptors, whatever. I would say, you know what? That's something you'll learn about and that's something you need to ask your mom and dad for sure.
All right.
I think that would be out of place for me.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, if she asked other stuff, like I heard it maybe... like right now, and this is sad... It's drugs, but like all these kids are ODing because kids think they brought candy and they're actually edibles. And now all these kids are like being rushed to the hospital. Jen had to say that to her the other day and was like, hey, when you're at school, if a friend gives you a candy, don't eat candy. If you have candy, and she said, well, why? And she goes, well, you know, it's drugs and they're taking it from their parents. And she's like, oh, parents do drugs? And she texted me and was like, oh man, this kid has no idea like what partying and stuff is, right? Like the things we've done. But like that's already starting. And who in third grade like thought about that?
Nobody.
So like she was very like, that's just an example because the sex thing hasn't come up yet, but that's an example where she thought she wouldn't have to address that, and she had to address it on her own because she had to bring the situation up, right? So she's very open and stuff, but
okay.
I don't know. I look at her, she turns 9 in August. And I cannot wrap my brain around talking to her about.
Well, and you're not her mom, so you don't have to. That's actually good.
I know, but I'm saying even if I were the mom, like I think even knowing your body parts are new, let alone knowing that some dudes or some other chicks might be in your mouth one day. It's a lot to take in as a 9-year-old.
It's not easy, and I don't think that it is, but it is. The more simple you keep it,
and direct and truthful.
Be. Right.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
No,
if you have
more
questions,
though,
please feel free to ask me.
Yeah. I think maybe when she's older, if she's sexually active and feels embarrassed to go to her mom and maybe says something, I might be helpful. But I don't want to be the friend that like keeps shit from the mom because sometimes parents need to know shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I was just curious.
Even like help her and then tell Jen like, hey, it didn't come from me, but... You know what I mean? Like, not everything needs to be kept confidential. So I think I would just have to play it by ear on the topic. But
right.
I mean,
I'm thinking back.
They're growing up too fast through the kids. Internet. It's scary.
Yeah.
I feel like innocence is lost so early.
You're not wrong. That is, it's huge. They just have access to so much more than we ever did.
Because
we were so much more innocent. And not because anyone was trying, you know, people weren't trying any harder to keep us innocent back then. It's just that the availability of... kids know more about computers than we do. They all have a computer in their hand, you know, for their parents put an iPad in their hand. That thing's connected to the internet. They type in just the wrong thing.
Yeah, like a
what
kid says something at school.
What the fuck is this?
They just Google it.
They Google
it. They don't have to ask their parents.
Kids, 8-year-olds know how to Google
stuff.
Funny,
I actually think the exact opposite is true, but that's interesting.
What do you mean?
What?
I think kids, despite the amount of internet and input and information available to them, kids seem to be... most, I'm not saying all, kids seem to be cool hanging with their parents. I never wanted to be around my parents. I was like, I need to be where the girls are at. I need to get some cigarettes. I'm trying to get some drugs. And how do I get, hey, mister, can you buy me some beer?
Now like, imagine that you could Google anything that you were interested in.
I understand. And that's why it's weird to me that I see less kids doing dumb shit now than I did when I was a kid. Mm. I know they're still out there, and I know there's fentanyl overdoses, and I hadn't really thought about kids taking their parents' edibles to school and all getting brought to the ER right because, you know, candy brought candy, and candy's candy and was mom and dad's doobie weed
Jesus.
Candy. You know?
Parents need to be really careful about where they're keeping their doobie weed
it's
candy.
Hide your edibles, parents. You haven't
hide your kids, hide your wives, hide your edibles. They're dosing everybody out there.
Wives.
All right, we gotta go, you guys. Give me the magic words.
The end.